In the darkness of my soul, I felt a longing just to trust in His embrace. And I said, Lord, can I love You? Can I hope to ever look upon Your face? And then I took Him at His word that said, believe in Me and you will never fall. Believe in Me and you will be as if you've never strayed away at all. And I thank Him for the miracle that brought me from the wrong to the right. The miracle that saved me, that brought me from the darkness to the light. And I thank Him for the never-ending song of joy I sing. And I thank Him for the miracle that made me a child of the King. Yes, I thank Him for the miracle that made me a child of the King. I'm a child of the King.
We'll sing one more. Let's sing a song about miracles again. We got that on our minds, I guess, this morning for a reason.
God gave a bold command to cross the Jordan and take the land, and not to worry about the giants they would face. But when the spies returned to tell the others what they had learned, they said, for us to win, there's just no way. Still two of them trusted God, Caleb and Joshua. They said, children, don't believe what you have heard. Oh, we know we're a man by far. They're much bigger than we are. Let's not forget just who it is we serve.
With all the many miracles, why don't you think it's possible? With all the many things we've seen, why do you think it's just a dream? With all the things He's done for us, don't you think it's time we trust? Remember what is possible with all the many miracles.
Right when we were about to die, manna fell from the sky, and water came from a dry old dusty rock. And back when Pharaoh was closing in, you face a battle you cannot win, and you tell yourself there's just no need to try. Just remember how good God's been. He's been faithful time and again. You must believe, and here's a
with all the many miracles. Why don't you think it's possible? With all the many things we see, why do you think it's just a dream? With all the things he's done for us, don't you think it's time we trust? Remember what is possible with all the many miracles.
With all the things he's done for us, don't you think it's time we trust?
Remember what is possible with all the many miracles.
Amen.
The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never its power. It soothes my doubts and it calms my fears, and it dries all my tears. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. That gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. I'm glad that it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the Lord. That gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose. It will never lose. It will never lose.
I'd say it's been a while since you heard this request, but my spirit is tired and I need rest. I wanna hear from heaven a clear word from God, a sermon of conviction straight from the heart. I've been hearing other preachers say I don't have to change. The most eloquent of speakers saying I'm okay. But that don't ease my conscience, and I know it's not the truth. So when you stand before us, can I count on you? Oh, preacher, you say you wanna be my friend. Don't be afraid to call my sin what it is. And preacher, tell me I can overcome, but it's only by the blood of the Lamb. Don't tell me like I wish it was, preacher, tell me like it is.
Who wants to hear the truth?
So open up the Word and let the Spirit lead. Preach until I've heard God speak to me. Don't worry about my feelings, don't worry about my shame. Just preach the cross of Jesus and that I'm to blame. Oh, preacher, you say you wanna be my friend. Don't be afraid to call my sin what it is. And preacher, tell me I can overcome, but it's only by the blood of the Lamb. Don't tell me like I wish it was, preacher, tell me like it is. Life is quickly passing, the world is fading fast, and the foolishness of preaching is the only hope we have. So preacher, you say you wanna be my friend. Don't be afraid to call my sin what it is. And preacher, tell me I can overcome, but it's only by the blood of the Lamb. Don't tell me like I wish it was, preacher, tell me like it is.
Now that's meat for us older ones. Son, will you cue up? I would.
I will.
That's meat for us older ones. You know, the Word of God talks, I think it's Paul. No, it's John. In the first book of John, John talks about you that have overcome, that are young, and the older ones, and we that are been in the way a little bit. I've been saved over 25 years now, which is shocking to me, really. But we have the Word of God that we want in its fullness. We need to be chewing on meat and be able to digest it without getting our stomachs in an uproar all the time. You see, I don't know about y'all, but where I come from, certain people, when they chew on meat, it just seems like indigestion follows real fast, and they can't help but spread it to everybody around them. And that's a shame, because as a mature Christian, we're called to desire the whole Word of God. We're called to do something with all of it. We can't choose here and there. We got to take it all and learn of it and digest it and do something with it. That is a song for me. Preacher, tell it like it is. Brother Binion, tell them like it is. If they don't like it, doggone it, take it up with the Lord. He's the one who wrote the book. That's the song for us. Now, children, there's another song that we have and that the Lord let us sing. Some brilliant man must have written it. Now, the Holy Spirit led him, I believe, fully. And I want y'all to listen to this. You young ones, children, teenagers, I guess it's for all of us too. I want y'all to listen to this song, because this is for you. Because the world is a strange place, and it's new to you every day. It's new to you, but there's a thing that will always be present with you if you know the Lord, and that's, unfortunately, the enemy, the devil. He'll always be on your case, and he has lots of temptation that he'll put in your way. But by Jesus, by remembering him and putting yourself in his hand, you can overcome that temptation. By the way, that's the only way we can do it. We don't grow up so strong that we can overcome the devil. We're not built like that. Don't work that way. Submit yourself, therefore, to the Lord. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. It's in that order. But children, listen. Y'all listen to this song. I think it might help you.
Two little boys were staring at the candy on display. One whispered to the other with the clerk looking away. Just put it in your pocket, no one will ever know. And we'll eat it all before we get back home. Well, that little boy just stared down at the candy on the shelf. You could almost hear the conversation he had with himself. Then he gave the clerk a dollar, took the candy and his change. Gave half to his buddy and explained, no matter who's watching, no matter who sees, Jesus in my heart knows how wrong that would be. And when I'm home and mama asks me, have you been good? Though she would never know, I would. Now little boys that grow up, temptations grow up too. We're living in a world that says do what you want to do. What they don't know won't hurt them, that's the devil's battle cry. But a godly man knows that it's just a lie. No matter who's watching, no matter who sees, Jesus in my heart knows how wrong that would be. And when the Holy Spirit asks me, have you been good? Though the world would never know, I would. The man that I am when no one else is watching is the man that I really am. No matter who's watching, no matter who sees, Jesus in my heart knows how wrong that would be. When the Holy Spirit asks me, have you been good? Though the world would never know, no, the world might not ever know, but I would. Me and Jesus would.
This old suit coat looks the same whether I live for the Lord on Monday to Saturday or not. But my heart shows where I really am. And God knows when you walk in his house, we wonder, some of us, why we don't have the big services. And I hope y'all do. I hope y'all have a gangbuster and you about tear this place down every Sunday. But I know at Buffalo sometimes it gets quiet and we look at one another and we think, man, what happened? Why aren't we topping cotton this Sunday? And I don't think it's because the Lord got tired. I think it's because we drag in the world with us so much of the time. And we fail and we lose those little battles. See, we're going to win the war. But we lose those little battles through the week and it takes its toll. It takes its toll. The flag gets really low. And you know what? We got to lift that flag up. We got to lift Jesus up. If we lift him up, he will come. He's promised to be in the midst with us. But week to week, I know I lose them little battles and we need to do better. Don't you reckon we need to do better? Can't we do a little better? I don't know how y'all did last week, but I can do a little better this next one. And that's what he says. We grow in grace and knowledge. As we get closer, we get stronger. We're supposed to. If we're not, we're backing up.
there's a covenant sweet. It was written for me. It's a promise that I could be healed from all my sin and my shame, even heartache and pain. It was signed and confirmed on a hill. So I rest my case at the cross. For now I have someone to champion my cause. I've been justified, satisfied. Oh, I have it all. So I rest my case at the cross. Don't feel sorry for me when you see I'm in need. There's a judge who grants mercy and love. All my burdens he lifts, and all my sin he forgives. And every trial it is won through the blood. So I rest my case at the cross. For now I have someone to champion my cause. I've been justified, satisfied. Oh, I have it all. So I rest my case at the cross.
Sing, boys.
Justified, satisfied. Oh, I have it all. So I rest my case at the
believe that there was a man named Jonah who lived in the belly of a whale. I believe that there is a beautiful heaven. I believe there's a burning hell. I believe that Moses led God's children all across the hot sand. And when they came to the river, God parted the water, and they walked across on dry land. I believe in the blessed hope, the book and the blood, and there is no other way. That Jesus is the Son of God, and He's coming back someday. The Holy Spirit dwells within us, the Heavenly Father is above. I believe in the blessed hope, I believe in the book and the blood. I believe that Mary was a virgin when she heard Jesus was on His way. I believe if you'll look inside the lowly manger, you'll see God laying in the hay. I believe that Jesus died and was buried and rose upon the third day. I believe that the trumpet's gonna sound so loud, God's children will be called away. I believe in the blessed hope, the book and the blood, and there is no other way. That Jesus is the Son of God, and He's coming back someday. The Holy Spirit dwells within us, the Heavenly Father is above. I believe in the blessed hope, I believe in the book and the blood. Well, I heard an old story of how a great king left his mighty throne and he came to earth, all the way down to a lowly manger and appeared through a virgin birth. People started talking about what happened, no king had ever come that way. Even though it's an old story, it's still just as true today. It's still true that he came that way. It's still true that he died to save. Even though it's an old story, he's a God that will never change. Hallelujah, there's still glory in every promise he proclaimed. Every word of the old story, it's still just as true today. Who would ever believe that a king himself would have left his throne just to die for me? Lay aside all his wealth and glory just to hang there between two thieves. People started talking about what happened, no king had ever died that way. Even though it's an old story, it's still just as true today. It's still true that he came that way. It's still true that he died to save. Even though it's an old story, he's a God that will never change. Hallelujah, there's still glory in every promise he proclaimed. Every word of the old story, it's still just as true today.
And it's still true
that he came that way. It's still true that he died to save. And even though it's an old story, he's a God that will never change. Hallelujah, there's still glory in every promise he proclaimed. And every word of the old story, it's still just as true today. Well, hallelujah, there's still glory in every promise he proclaimed. And every word of the old story, it's still just as true today.
I stood in the courtroom, the judge turned my way. It looks like you're guilty, now what do you say? I just spoke up, Your Honor. I have no defense, but that's when mercy walked in. Mercy walked in and pleaded my case and called to the stand God's saving grace. The blood was presented that covered my sin. Forgiven when mercy walked in. I stood there and wondered, how could this be that someone so guilty had just been set free? My chains, they were broken. I was all born again. The moment when mercy walked in.
Oh, mercy walked in and pleaded my case and called to the stand God's saving grace. The blood was presented that covered my sin. Forgiven when mercy walked in. The blood was presented that covered. Forgiven when mercy walked in. Walked in.
I'm glad he got there just on time. Just on time. I've never known Jesus to do something real, real early on. If y'all, it seems like he does it just when we need it. Everything we do in life is intended to bring honor and glory to God. If you think, well, I don't know why I have to go through that so far down this road and just about to the end of my faith before the Lord does what he could have done at the very beginning, well, there's several possibilities. But if you're in the right place with him, and if it's not a trial from the devil, which we oft have, it could just be that he wants you to have a little more faith. And we don't get any stronger unless we're stretched a little bit. I don't like the fellow who said it at all, but what he said was true. That which does not kill us makes us stronger. And it's true of faith, too. Faith is work, a worked thing. It's a thing when it is exercised, brings about more faith. I'm thankful God comes in just in time. Are we coming down here?
Yeah.
We're going to come down here.
Come on down here.
We're going to come on down here with Thomas and his piano.
That's right. I don't like being by myself too awful much. Let's do I Can Still Go Free.
This is, well, it's,
see, that's what I deal with on an everyday basis.
No,
right there.
Boy, I love this song. Now, listen, don't worry about how it's sung. But listen to the words of this song now. If this don't do something for you as far as the words, if you'll get your mind, I was telling one of the brothers back here, if you get your mind on the Lord, he'll bless you. He always does. That's all we're up here doing is trying to sing so you think about the good Lord and then let the Spirit move. You just listen to the words of this song. I'll try to get out of the way of it. And just listen good.
You promise?
Well, go ahead.
Okay.
lock me up in a prison and throw away the key. Take away the vision from these eyes that now can see. Deprive me of the food I eat, and even bind my hands and my feet. But as long as I know Jesus, then I can still go free. That I could still go free. Would reach down his hand and do this for me. Oh, unworthy to live and not fit to kill, then a man cross put me in his will and said that I could still go free.
Now I never could quite understand why a king would want to leave his throne to don the robe of an earthly man, feel the pain of the flesh, flesh and bone, then to later trod that lonely path that led to Calvary, where those blood red
would reach down his hand and do this for me. Oh, unworthy to live and not fit to kill, then a man cross put me in his will and said that I could still go free. Thank God I'm free.
Looking forward to that midnight cry. How about you? Amen. I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet as Gabriel, he sounds the call at the midnight cry. Victory Church, we'll be going home when Jesus steps out on a cloud to call his children. The dead in Christ shall rise to meet him in the air, and then those that remain will be quickly changed at the midnight cry when Jesus comes again. I look around me and I see prophecies fulfilling and the signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost hear the Father as he says, "Son, go get my children." At the midnight cry, the bride of Christ will rise when Jesus steps out on a cloud to call his children. The dead in Christ shall rise to meet him in the air, and then those that remain will be quickly changed at the midnight cry when Jesus comes
on home. Though I've never really had one to call my own, but I've been given a key by a carpenter from Galilee.
You might know him, Sister Shirley.
All the interest is paid and the title's made to me. Home where there is no night, place I've been dreaming of so long. Loved ones there to welcome me, but his sweet face will be the first I'll see. When my journey's over, I am going home.
Everybody dreams of going home, it seems. Lately I am no exception to the rule. Oh, but home is so much more than windows, walls, and doors. It's a warm embrace where a smiling face is waiting you.
Home where there is no night. Home where the sun is the light. The place I've been dreaming of so long. Love. Sweet face will be the first I'll see. When my journey's over, I am going home. Home
where there is no night. Home where the sun is the light.
The place I've been dreaming of so long. Loved ones there
to welcome me, but his sweet face will be the first I'll see.
When my journey's over, I am going home. When my journey's over, I am going home.
I walked by the tomb of Buddha, looked inside and saw his bones, traveled on to see Muhammad, still wrapped up in his grave clothes. But then I journeyed to a garden where old Joseph left him lay, the precious lamb, God's own begotten, was no longer in that place. If you knew him like I know him, you would know that he's alive. If you felt him like I feel him, resurrection deep inside, you know he's living, and death has died. If you're wandering in the darkness, come and step into the light. Nail-scarred hands reach out to help you, to pull you safe from death to life. Friend, I too have stood where you stand. Could I trust in things unseen?
Just one step in His direction, then in love He ran to me. If you knew Him like I know Him, you would know that He's alive. If you felt Him like I feel Him, resurrection deep inside, you know He's living and death has died.
Amen. Thank y'all so much for letting us be with y'all today. It is always a great pleasure to be here, and a privilege.
One day four men brought a crippled man to Jesus. Still and lifeless he lay upon his bed. He had not moved since he was just a baby. Still he longed to become a normal man. Now we don't know much about the men that carried the corners of his tattered bed that day. But if we may create an illustration, we'll see what these men might have had to say.
Suppose that first man said, I hate to doubt it, for Jesus touched my eyes when I was blind. He made me see, and there's no doubt about it, but this man's needs are more serious than mine.
Suppose that second man said, no need to bother, this man's condition will remain the same. Though Jesus touched my hand when it was withered, I don't believe He can heal a man so lame.
Suppose that third man said, I hate to question, but no one here is more skeptical than me. Though Jesus cleansed me when I was a leper, this helpless man will never walk, you see.
Then every eye was turned to the fourth man to see how he might criticize and doubt. But all three men were startled with amazement when that fourth man stopped and said his name out loud.
He said,
my name is Lazarus, could I testify? My name is Lazarus, it feels good to be alive. When I in chains of death was bound, this man named Jesus called me out. If you think your little problem is too big for Him to solve, take it from the one who's heard the mighty voice of God, a living testimony of His death-defying touch. My name is Lazarus. Well, my name is Lazarus. Can I testify? My name is Lazarus. It feels good to be alive. When I in chains of death was bound, this man named Jesus called me out. If you think your little problem is too big for Him to solve, take it from the one who's heard the mighty voice of God, a living testimony of His death-defying touch. My name is Lazarus.
I'm a living testimony of His death-defying touch.